So, Steve-O, what does the word liberal actually mean? That's today's question.
So, to answer today's question, I actually have to go back 300 years to the English Enlightenment.
Okay, all right.
So we have to look at two thinkers, Thomas Hobbes and John Locke.
Okay, all right. Hobbes and Locke. Everyone knows them.
Everyone. You know, one's a tiger, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the other one is a lock.
A character on Lost.
Yeah.
So Hobbes suggested that we as human beings enter into political societies because of the danger and uncertainty that is kind of inherent to life with each other. You know, I'm going to kill you for your food. You're going to kill me for my cool sleeping location, whatever it is. So Hobbes suggested that we actually give up some of our rights and individual freedoms in order to escape an existence that he said was, quote, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. So in Hobbes's vision, even the most despotic monarch would be better than a life lived in constant fear of theft, assault, and murder by your neighbors.
And, I mean, I think most people would agree that it's better to be under the rule of a tyrant than murdered.
That is a pretty good way of putting it. Stability reigns supreme there.
Yeah, yeah.
So John Locke, on the other hand, suggested that political societies were rooted in the idea of reason rather than fear. And so he went on to suggest that human beings are actually inherently equal and that government has to be rooted in a respect for the freedom and equality of its citizens. So for both these thinkers, we come together to form our political society. But for Hobbes, that coming together negates our freedom in order to live in that society. And for Locke, the joining together doesn't really negate that freedom. It simply provides us a means of resolving conflict without needing to resort to war.
Okay, so, both of those sound like reasonable explanations, I guess.
Yeah. So the question of how this relates to what liberal actually means. So Locke's work actually ends up forming the basis of liberalism. Freedom from domination by governments that are exercising themselves against citizens. So it's no longer the case after John Locke's writing that government can claim to just do whatever it wants. It has to do it on the basis of what the citizens think is best, somewhat. So John Locke ends up including things like this, things in this like private property, because private property comes from you adding your labor to the world. So we own our bodies, and then the labor of our bodies, and finally what we do with that labor in the world. So things like when I go to an orchard and I pick apples,
yeah,
the apples become mine because I picked them.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
You put the work in.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
So this definition of a liberal more or less comes down to individual freedom, government that operates on behalf of and with the consent of its citizens, and private property.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about how this relates to political parties in Canada, you're thinking that this probably fits all of them.
All of our parties are actually, in the theoretical sense, pretty liberal.
Yeah. Now, there are, of course, differences on what those particular points might mean, but liberalism, or as we tend to call it, liberal democracy, is the mainstream position of both the Canadian state and most Western countries.
Mm-hmm. So, so then, is the Liberal Party more liberal?
Kind of. So... So the Liberal Party of Canada is rooted in a particular version of liberalism that really includes a strong belief that government exists to find ways to help citizens to live together in the world through things like publicly funded programs of healthcare or pension programs or universal education.
Sure.
But they do that while without giving up the benefits of private property and a somewhat free market. So in this, we're talking about policies that intervene into business affairs with taxes or worker protections or environmental safeguards.
Okay. And what about the BC provincial Liberals?
That's where we get a little bit trickier because they use the same name, but really they tend to favor more of the business side of things and focus less on the individual rights and individual liberties. So they're closer to a business-centric government approach than the Liberal Party, which tries to straddle between a business approach and an individual freedom approach.
Okay, and so what you're saying is that the Conservative Party of Canada is liberal.
Yes.